Well, you know, a pilot and comedian might not sound like a good combination, maybe a little strange, but not for Stan Chen, because his two careers fit together perfectly. He began his aviation career in the U.S. Navy, flying the E-2C Hawkeye, and currently he's an MD-11 captain for a major cargo airline. Now, his day job as a professional pilot allows him to travel around the world, but during his time off, he's won comedy competitions across the country and performed in major comedy clubs, and you may have heard him on the nationwide Bob and Tom radio show. So let's get ready to laugh and give a warm welcome to Stan Chen.
Thanks. All right. How you guys doing tonight? You guys doing good, huh? Yeah? All right. Hey, another round of applause for Steve, your MC. Doing a great job tonight, huh? Yes. Oh, it's good to see you guys. Good to be here at Air Venture. It's great. Now, let me just clear up something. I think it's a little bit weird. All right, a little bit weird, a little bit strange. Now, I know you guys have come from all across the nation, some of you from different parts of the world, right? You all have certain expectations coming here to Air Venture. You know, maybe you want to see something like a P-51 Mustang or your favorite home built or the Goodyear blimp. Not one of you came here tonight wanting to see a Chinese comedian. Understood. But about 6 months ago, my friend Jeff Kaufman, who's the director of business development for EA, called me up because he heard me on the Bob and Tom show. He said, Stan, come on down to the Theater in the Woods, do some of your comedy. Well, at first, I was a little bit hesitant, right? I'm saying, well, it's not a comedy club. But I changed my mind. I said, yeah, okay, I'll come down because you guys are good folks. And I know if you don't even think it's funny, you still will laugh. And I know there's some of you in the crowd saying, I just spent 3 nights sleeping under the wing of a Piper Cub. You better start spitting out the jokes, funny boy. Now, I think we're all here because our love of aviation, right? I love aviation. My father worked for Boeing Aircraft for 40 years. I was a Navy pilot. All right, do we have any other pilots in the audience, huh? Yeah, stupid question, okay. Now, sometimes when I come across people who aren't in the aviation community, I say, hey, I'm a pilot, all right? They say, oh, pilots, you guys are full of yourselves. You got a big ego. I say, no, we don't have big egos as pilots. We're just extremely good at what we do and right 100% of the time. There's a difference. Right. Yes, let it out. Let it out. Oh, it's good to be here. I enjoy being here. I love it. That's great. I love being here at the EAA. As I said, going back in time, I was a Navy pilot for 9 years. And what got me interested in being a Navy pilot was a movie in the mid-80s about naval aviation. Do you guys remember what it was? Yes, right, they're playing it tonight. I saw that movie, I said, awesome. I don't know what it was about that movie that got me interested in aviation, you know, the incredible dogfight scenes, the killer soundtrack, my repressed love for Tom Cruise. I don't know. But I think that's kind of weird, you know, because I watched a movie in the mid-80s, and I made a whole career choice out of it. You know, I could have easily made a right turn that day at the movie theater and gone to see Footloose. If that was the case, I would be in a small town now, empowering the kids with my power of dancing. All right, that one went over real well. Send the NTSB to the site of that last joke. Nowadays, all right, I work. Can't tell you the name of the company, people, all right, but I'm an MD-11 captain for a major cargo shipping company based out of Memphis, Tennessee. They usually have the best commercials at the Super Bowl, but I absolutely, positively can't tell you the name of the company. Wink, wink. Now, I don't know if you saw the movie, MD-11 was featured in the movie Castaway. Do you guys see that movie, huh? Yes. MD-11 in that one, right. And I'm the captain of them now. And after I saw that movie, I said, I'm not showing anyone where the raft is from now on. Because if I ain't getting out, they ain't getting out. Castaway 2 is going to be a buddy picture. Back in my good old Navy days, people want to know, Stan, did you used to do pranks on your guys you flew with? Here's one of my favorite pranks to do on the new guy, all right? I flew the E-2C Hawkeye radar plane. We flew a lot of middle-of-the-night, boring radar missions, 4 hours droning around in the middle of the night over the ocean. New guy would come to the squadron, all right? I'd say, hey, once we launched, we got up to altitude, I said, hey, it's late. You want to take a nap? Go ahead. Once he fell asleep, I would go ahead and pull the circuit breakers on the fuel gauges so they went to empty. Then I would act like I was asleep. The look of shock when he woke up, priceless. He never fell asleep again. Oh, it's good to be here. You guys are a great audience. Thanks for laughing. I appreciate it. Now, you know, I travel all over the world. I fly a 630,000-pound MD-11 fully loaded, right? But flying to some of the most challenging airports all over the world. But when I get home, of course, I'm second in command. I'm a married man, right? Let me ask, do we have any single guys here tonight? Round of applause. Single guys, we got a few single guys here. Now, single guys, you have a good life, let me tell you, all right? Enjoy all the parts of being a single man, all right? Even the mundane activities like grocery shopping, all right? Grocery shopping, very easy, simple, when you're a single man, okay? You go to your grocery store, you load up your cart with steaks, tater chips, 6 cases of beer, you're out the door in 10 minutes, right? Out of my way, buckos, I got a barbecue to go to. Not so with a married man. Where are all the married people in the audience? Let's hear it from the married people, huh? Yes! Married people. It's not 10 minutes now that I grocery shop, I'm a married man, no. Now it's a 2-hour produce death march for me. You'll see me there at the grocery store. I am going up and down each and every aisle like a well-trained chimpanzee. I got a shopping list in one hand, right? Cell phone in the other. Because God forbid, I try to make a decision all by myself. Yeah, there'd be hell to pay once I got through checkpoint kitchen door. My wife would be there, oh, Stan. Extra pulp, orange juice. Who told you to spend your hard-earned money on crap I don't want? Sunny D, dummy. Let me tell you guys, my wife pimp-slapped me so hard one time after a horrible cottage cheese misunderstanding. Both my eyes slanted in the same direction. They threw me out of Lens Crafters. They said, stop bending the frames, freak. All right. Oh. Well, you know, we got a lot of people handy with tools here, huh? Handy with tools. We have a lot of guys here. When you're the man of the house, you got to take care of things, right? That means the home improvement projects, right? You got to take care of it, you know, and we have a hardware store here in Oshkosh. We got like a Lowe's, Home Depot, right? No, neither. What a Menards? Is that what we got here? Okay, got the Menards here. Don't you guys ever notice when you have a home improvement project? All right, it just doesn't take one trip to the hardware store, no matter how easy the project is. Right, you have to keep going again and again and again until you get the project done. Right, and your whole attitude changes. Right, your first trip of the day. You're all optimistic, you're whistling, you got your best set of Dickies on. Oh, this project's gonna go great. You're a totally different animal 12 hours later, your seventh trip there. Right? Now you're a totally different animal. Now you got a 3-inch gash in your forehead, 3 nail gun holes in the top of your boot, an unexplained rip in the crotch of your jeans. You stumble in there. You say, where the hell is the spackle? Don't run away from me, you orange-vested jackass. You're supposed to be helpful. I am a married man. Have kids. Anyone else? Parents here? We have some parents here? Yeah? Let me tell you, people, something very special happened in my life. My daughter turned 13 years of age this year. Yeah, I hear the oohs. Yes. I tell you, I love my daughter very much, but sometimes she gets quite an attitude on her, all right? I would rather face a 0-0 visibility landing in severe crosswinds than deal with her on some of her days, all right? All right, let me tell you, people, there are times I've actually believed that Satan sleeps in a canopy bed, all right? She said something to her mother and me the other day that blew our minds, all right? It was a 2-part statement. Here is the first part of the statement, all right? She said, you people are ruining my life. She referred to her mother and me, the people who have raised her for her whole life, as you people. Like we're the jerks from the temp agency sent over to mess with her life. You people are ruining my life. Here's the second part of the statement. Get ready. Why do I have to use this old iPod? When I heard that, I got a funny feeling inside as a parent, okay? Because I didn't know whether to laugh or punch her in the face. I said, no, honey, you know, back in my day, I didn't have a handheld device with 4,000 songs on it. No, when I wanted to listen to music, I had to cut a record off the side of a cereal box. Yes! Yes! Oh, that's great. You guys are a good crowd. You know, I was very happy that Scott, your MC, got my name right, Stan Chen. Actually, I think a very easy name to pronounce, Chen, Chinese name. But on a daily basis, people mess it up. I hear all the variations. I hear Chin. I hear Chan. A woman read my name off a list. I was at an appointment. She read my name off a list. She pronounced it Stanley Chang. Chang. She read it as Chang. I said, no, ma'am, it's pronounced Chen, the G is silent, and also invisible. That just goes with the territory, being Asian in the United States. I understand that, you know. People ask me questions every day. They want to know things about me. I get this question every day. They say, hey, Stan, can you speak Chinese? They want to know, right? And I feel like I'm letting them down now when I say no. I was born in the United States. I just speak English. Because they get that disappointed look in their eye, right? Because they usually have a Chinese phrase they want to share with me, right? Something they learned off a placemat at a buffet. Something while they're getting a manicure, right? What I hate the most, though, is just when people assume I can't speak English, because I know the whole vibe changes, right? They start talking very slowly, very loud, use a lot of hand gestures. I see them coming. They say, do you like it here in this country? And I say, well, yes, I do. And I think I've mentioned that quite a few times in our 15 years of marriage. Yes. I'm very proud to be Asian. I asked, this is a big crowd here. I want to know, do we have any other Asian people here in the audience, huh? Dead silence. Of course, I'm in Wisconsin, right? Leading producer of cheese and white people. All right. I'm very proud to be Asian. I am, even more so now than ever, because I'm starting to see more Asians in professional sports. More Asians in sports, and I mean the real sports, the legitimate sports, okay? I'm not talking about ping pong or pai gao poker or vase juggling with your feet or competitive hot dog eating or breaking ice blocks with your forehead or bonsai tree trimming or really hard Sudoku problems or aggressive cello playing or advanced calculus problems. I mean the real sports, right? Asians all over Major League Baseball, I think that's great. Because before, when I wanted to cheer for Asians in sports, the only people I had was Michelle Kwan. Yeah. And half of Tiger Woods. That's right. Oh, it's very hard for a straight man to cheer for figure skating, okay? I have tried. Guys, look! Michelle's on the ice! Oh, she's got on the red sequin dress. She means business tonight! Is that theme from Aladdin? No, kick ass! Asians all over sports, yeah, but not NASCAR. I don't think I want to see Asians in NASCAR. AirVenture, I think we all know the reason why, don't we? Once there's a wreck, they're immediately blaming the Chinese driver. Well, everything was going great until Wu-Tang Earnhardt wiped out in the third lap. And then what happens? Here comes the Japanese pit crew onto the track. They start taking pictures. That's going to slow the whole race down. Oh, I love being a pilot. I love aviation. Even though it's a little bit harder now being a commercial pilot, let me say, tell you people, I think, let's be honest, I think we've gone a little bit too far with the security measures nowadays, you know? That's why you're all, yes, all right. That's right, that's why most of you would rather build an airplane in your garage than fly commercially nowadays. Yes. I think one of the craziest things they did after 9/11 was they took away all the butter knives off the airplanes because they didn't want to get that in the hands of the terrorists. Oh, people, I pray to God every night that a terrorist wants to take over my plane with a butter knife. Because I would share a little laugh with my passengers before we beat the crap out of this guy. Yes. Oh, yeah, people. I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know, when I go to the airport, I have to go through the same security measures as everybody else. And I think that's a little bit strange because, people, I'm flying the airplane. Eventually, you got to let me in on that circle of trust. But there I am at the airport, you know, they're going through my bags, I got to take off my shoes, I get a little bit mouthy, full cavity search. And I think passengers lose a little bit confidence when they see their captain spread eagle in security. Don't you all agree that it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that I am going to try to hijack myself? What would that be like? All right, listen up. Here are my demands. First off, I'm going to force me to fly to Aruba. When I get there, I want a hot pizza, a cold beer, and Angelina Jolie on a firm mattress. No tricks or the Chinaman gets it. Oh, do what he say. He crazy. Guys, that's my time. Thanks a lot. You've been a great audience. Enjoy the rest of the show tonight. Thanks, guys.